good prayer. My story, and what was it that I wanted to? There, well, I'm actually, I came to this one, but I just wanted to preach Krishna consciousness, spread, give it to other people, God and the world, and do good and do the work of God, so to speak. And then how this devotee there told me, surrender to God, become a servant of God. God can make you do things that you could normally not do. And then I came in contact with learned about the Gaudiya mission, and that this is the one we belong to and that we serve. And I liked so much that Gaudiya mission, as it was propagated by Srila Prabhupada, was not about spreading another religion in the world, but simply God consciousness, love and devotion to God and to everyone, and very universal, very transcendental, and just what I was looking for. It allows the soul and God and the spiritual side of things, which I just couldn't logically and reasonably deny, although I did not like religion, but was into science, but then also didn't like science because it had become a religion too. So that's the way it went. But here was the Gaudiya mission, and from all these books and the teachings and the words, I mean, most of it actually that came there from all the way back from Gaudiya, from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and even back to Lord Chaitanya and the Goswamis, and especially then through the writings of the math, the speakings of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It's all about spreading this wonderful bhakti message all over the world to you know, widely and broadly, because why not just, again, not to create some cult or a religion or whatever, but to help people to get happy, because that's what a devotee wants to do. Someone who is a lover of God also loves all the parts and parcels of God, and when he or she sees some suffering or bewildered, hey, it's time to help out here. Come on. This is the Gaudiya mission. This is the mission I found there, and I was happy to do that. And still today, in spite of this western part of the mission having both stumbled into the cult pit and the big religious institution led by some popes, Pitt, and the Hinduism, Pitt. I call them Pitts because I say that these are a bit of stuck position. And the movement that is actually the movement that the Gaudiya Mission is, it's not about those, it's about spreading transcendental knowledge and bhakti. From heart to heart, not making people join an organization. So I went through all this, and well, the other day I mentioned to some friends that one of my sons said that I have come to the conclusion that the best way to change the world and do things for the world is through media, to film, all these things. So he's having such an education, but the both of them, they could basically do whatever they want. They're smart guys, and they're tough and strong minds, and this is great. But then, if you look at the positions where you can change the world, politics, well, I saw Tulsi Gabbard, who is a Vaishnavi, run for president in the US. And I mean, she's a very qualified person, but it's just too controlled and too dirty and fishy, the whole thing. That you have to compromise, you have to play a power play just among other candidates. And I mean, it's crazy. And once you reach the high position, you're basically just there at the mercy of a much bigger power structure, where you're just supposed to be a player. That's what politicians are. They have very little power today. Okay, the business world, they have to go into that, making money, and becoming big, influential, and rich, and all that. But then there are so many of those too, and then you're just busy doing that, money making. And the academic world, I have friends who went that way. Becoming professors. Then you're there teaching about Hinduism, teaching about Vaishnavism, teaching about this or that, and learning and having to learn so much that you never really use. Spending so much time, sacrificing so much for what? For a title, a position where you are influential in the academic community. Well, that may sound good, but again, you're at the mercy of a strong establishment that is very rigid, actually. Say the wrong thing, claim the wrong thing, believe in the wrong thing, and then you are stonewalled, cast out, or at least looked down upon. So there you're also very stuck, and you're reaching a very, I mean, it's an important work, because the knowledge that is being established there on that level, academic level, will drip down and seek into the rest of the society. So yes, but again, you're limited. I question whether this position is the most effective, efficient position for changing the world. I mean, really changing the world. So I turned to media because that's what I always, some or other, anyway. I've been dealing with in my life. Art, yes, but mainly mass-produced comics, things like that. Or hang a painting in a gallery just for a few people to come and look at, and then, well, music, paintings, sculpture, art in different forms, writings, games, films are very powerful because, you know, we can see it. It's not my theory. There are these films, these movies, these pieces of art of different kinds, music and whatever. But everyone takes in, and that billions of people make it very deeply so in their soul, moved by. And that's the secret, I would say, if it's a secret at all. But this is what the whole world moves upon. What's going on there in the souls of all of us, including the big powerful leaders, politicians, and the business people, and the professors, and if that, if those stories, all those that's being told in different forms of art, contains, or how to say, contains and is really carrying truths and facts and realities that the intellectuals can respect, even if, you know, they may be materialist kinds of scientists or intellectuals, while others may be more idealist. At least look here, we're talking about it, maybe this form or that form, but important questions, and it's being done intelligently and based on facts and reason and so on. And that's very powerful. For instance, take Harry Potter or Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings, these movies and TV series, immensely influential. And we should not miss the fact that much of our souls, our minds, our worlds are formed when we are children. Which then will, you know, basically become some kind of our subconscious fundamental platform of living and acting upon. And that's being created by these stories, and that's why stories like the Mahabharata and Ramayana and the, well, we have all the correspondences in the West, and today stories like Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter and Game of Thrones and so on. They shape that, they're very important. But if they are, which, I mean, today I would say it's like fantasy, this and that, but if they are, which they should be based on, and which is Lord of the Rings is really mostly of them, wisdom traditions and archetypes, because that's what these stories are. Anyway, I'm getting into detail, and they can be very powerful, and they are. So we need that kind of, this is what I'm thinking that here, okay, I am almost 70 now, and already back before I was 50 or 45 or something, I decided, you know, what am I going to do for the rest of my life that is the most effective or the best I can do for this Sankirtan mission, this Gaudiya mission. I can, and meaning then that which can reach as many people as possible and deliver this beautiful message as well as possible. And my only answer then was and still is media. And when I look at the world today, this is the field where the most amazing advancements are taking place, where things really happen. When I was a kid, I thought one day we will travel to Mars and Jupiter by routine after 2000 or something. This wonderful science fiction technology, it's not there. Cars look basically the same, they're not flying. So on. But we got these computers and we thought they were just counting machines, but look at what we have here. We have a world, a global network of communication and distribution of high, super high quality media, super fast and cheap. Yes, then a whole bunch of businesses out there becoming rich on this. But then also are the reason that it's cheap, because they make money. Little of each and every one of us, but that becomes a lot. So there is also a lot of money out there. And now power play, politicians, presidents becoming, you know, presidents because of this social media. I mean, it's just incredible and crazy and wild and super powerful, influential. And the way I see it, Krishna has put it there for us to use, for good knowledge to be spread. So this is what I'm trying to do. So if some of you find me remote or quiet or not taking part in the ordinary Vaishnava Sangha life, it's because of that. I don't have many years left, and there's so much work to do for me that I can see that I can do. I have scripts and notes and, you know, in my notebook that I'm just, well, would take, whatever remains of this life, to produce, to make, to realize. And much of these, I think, they're answers to my constant prayers to Krishna, to Gurudev, that please just, you know, lead us here, speak through me. Here is a channel, here is a transparent media, which I also call my company, which simply is that purpose. I want to make it into a foundation, a transparent media trust or something like that. But I'm only basically me, working alone. So if anyone watches this and wants to see more of what I'm doing, and just go here, got this channel, which is for devotees, really. But then this other Inside Looking Out, for instance, go to priorata.se. If you have ideas that are compatible with mine, then maybe we can cooperate, collaborate, or at least share ideas and experiences. I tried to make a Facebook group for that, Creative Vaishnavas, for those who themselves are working in this kind of creative, artistic, mass media fields. I don't know what happened to that one, but revive it maybe if anyone is interested. Anyway, if you are, then just drop me a note through mail or whatever. I prefer ordinary old fashioned email. Tell me about yourself and what you like here and what your opinions are and your ideas for improvements or for this or that or questions. And let's see where it leads.